You're listening to the Plumline Podcast, a Christian podcast from the UK made by two friends called Kat. We're pressing record on our conversations with each other and sometimes other people. I'm Kat Senior.
And I'm Kat Whiffin, and we're here to measure life against God's truth.
Welcome back to the Plumline Podcast, where we measure life against God's truth. Yeah, bet those are words you didn't think you'd hear again. But here we are, back, sitting very, very close together in Kat's bedroom on two little chairs in front of the computer. If you could see us, you would think, wow, you really haven't spent the last 6 months trying to improve your sound quality or your recording capabilities. But actually, that would be a lie, because we have been trying to do a bit of that, haven't we, at least lately?
We have.
But anyway, yes, we're back, like Bob Mortimer and Paul Whitehouse dangling their fishing rods. Here are we to dangle the plumb line of the Word of God against the stuff of life. And what a lot of stuff of life there's been going on in the last 5 months.
Someone told me yesterday that we last released something in September.
Yeah.
So October, November.
Counting on our fingers, literally.
Yeah, so by the time... Oh, no, it is February already. Yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
5 months.
On the one hand, we're really sorry we've left you for so long. But on the other hand, sorry, not sorry, I have to say. I don't think there was anything else we could have done, given that the shocker of an autumn that we have endured, particularly you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mainly Kat's fault that we haven't been recording for the last 6 months.
It is. It's definitely my fault. But if we had have been recording, it would have just been mostly me coughing.
Yeah. And then you would have never been well enough to edit anything. So
no.
It would have been rubbish. But it was just good to have a little opportunity to reflect and realise that some things had slipped a bit.
It's a bit like when you reflected on needing to do a meal plan.
Yeah. Which has slipped a bit this week, actually. But mostly, you know, I managed to keep going with quite well. It's interesting, isn't it?
You've been doing well. Yeah.
Thanks.
With your meal planning. Every time I come round, there's a new meal plan.
Yeah, on its little mini clipboard. I know. I'm quite proud of it. The latest thing is that we're trying to eat much less meat. And so only really... And try and eat fairly veggie Monday to Friday or Monday to Thursday.
Right.
But I think I am on the brink of a mutiny.
Is anyone else really wanting to do this, or was this just you?
It's mainly me and a little bit Polly and a little bit Andrew from a financial point of view, but not from a culinary point of view. And I haven't helped matters by doing a bit too much experimenting. And when I told you on what was for tea last night and what the options were, he just said, is there any English food? I think he's had
spinach and everything again.
No, I haven't. But we've been having quite a lot of East Asian food and Mexican inspired food. I hesitate to call it Mexican. Mm-hmm. I think a real Mexican would be horrified at my effort.
Do you know any real Mexicans?
No, I don't. I'd love to.
So it's not that you don't like them, it's just that you don't know.
No, I just don't know any to know. Maybe I should go into Street Food Chef and tell them what I've been cooking and say, is this authentic? Where am I going wrong? Does serving it on a bed of Doritos just not make it Mexican automatically?
Or Aldi tortillas.
Aldi tortillas. You know, let's... Anyway, speaking of tortillas and other such European words, that leads us seamlessly into a topic that I'm sensing you weren't ready to talk about.
Okay.
You want to talk about something else?
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. Okay. That was amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Good job, thanks. You've been obviously working on making links, because I wasn't even ready for that.
So, yeah, so you might be wondering what we've got coming up as we're back on the air.
And with our expert planning that we've been doing.
With our expert planning and our renewed vigour and commitment to quality output. So we have up our sleeves for the time being anyway. We've got a couple of series in the offing, in the pipeline. What is so funny about that?
Nothing, it's just the more we say quality output, if you keep saying it,
is it the law of diminishing returns?
Start thinking
it's good quality.
Some quality output going on. I just love that you're like every opportunity just
plugging the product.
Just keep saying it.
Quality output.
Because every time you say it, it'll be true. It's a bit like on The Apprentice, isn't it? When they know that they're trying to sell something that's rubbish, but they just keep saying it's like, you know, high-end goods.
I've never seen The Apprentice.
Really?
Yeah, is it good?
I love it.
When's it on?
Thursday nights.
Okay.
Sorry about my...
Do the people basically just have to come up with an idea and then try and sell it to the panel?
No, not to the... Well, to a panel.
Yeah,
a panel of experts.
Yes, that does sound quite good.
We could do that, you know. I reckon...
What? Be on the panel?
I reckon we could be like Team Invigorate, or whatever they call themselves.
You lost me at using the word team. You know how I don't really like that. And I know that you don't like it either.
No, I just mean me and you. We would just be on a team.
Team Plum Live.
Team Plum.
So what would the people do? What would they bring before us? Their podcast pitches?
No, we would just be on the Apprentice TV programme.
Oh, I see.
And we'd be like, you want us to pitching make a something. Toothbrush? Here you go.
Quality output.
Quality output. That's all you need to know. Buy the product. Quality output.
Or input, if it's a toothbrush.
No, always output.
Remember. Oh, right, okay. Oh, right, of course, right. Falling at the first hurdle.
Anyway, let's get back to shoehorning in things we actually want to say.
So what are we going to be talking about in the upcoming season?
Yeah, we've got a couple of little series on the brink of becoming quality output.
What's the first one?
So we're going to be talking to some European... I don't know, are they European?
Yeah, Europeans.
Europeans. And particularly with a bit of a focus on places like Sweden, Finland, Norway, those kind of... What are they?
Scandinavia?
No,
it's not a focus on Scandinavia.
Isn't it?
I don't think so. My idea, if you remember, was that we would do a series. I had an idea for a series.
I've had one idea,
and you can't remember it properly. The idea was that I thought it would be interesting in the advent of Brexit. I think Brexit made me think about it, but
just blaming it on Brexit.
It's the fault of Brexit. To talk to some ordinary Christians in other European countries, maybe, okay. And including places that we would generally associate with just being on holiday, maybe, if you're lucky enough to holiday in Europe, which of course not all of us are, but and I do include myself in that before you think I'm always swanning off somewhere. I'm not. But talking to ordinary talking to ordinary Christians about what it's like to just be a Christian in Spain somewhere, or in France or Sweden or Hungary. What's it like given the Christian background in your country? What place does the church hold in people's consciousness? Will you stop laughing at me?
I love it. It's just such a quality output idea.
I just thought it'd be interesting. I'm just curious to know, what's it like going on the school run somewhere like that and feeling like, do you feel like you've got to have, you know, quality conversations with people at the school gate?
Yeah.
And what's that like doing that in Poland or Croatia or somewhere like that?
Yeah.
Or Italy? And because when we in the UK go to those countries, it's almost always on holiday, and you're not thinking about your normal Christian life in the same way, are you, when you go somewhere on holiday, even in this country generally?
No, you kind of try and shelve it for a bit, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. A holiday from God. That's what you're on when you go on holiday. Oh, dear. So anyway, all that to say, we have got some proper, real live mainland Europeans to talk to about what it's like being a Christian where they are.
Yeah.
What's the other series we've got coming up, Kat? Tell us all about that.
The other series is we were thinking about how the church, especially our kind of churches, is often saturated with medics and teachers, isn't it?
Yeah, public servants of various kinds.
Yeah, and as great as that is, and obviously it's great, it's a little bit It's familiar.
Very good word.
It's familiar.
Yeah.
So, and especially with the whole COVID thing, you know, you've spoken to doctors before and everyone's talking about the NHS and everything. Anyway, we just thought, where are the Christians in the other jobs that aren't teachers and doctors? And wouldn't it be really interesting to hear about what life is like in just workplaces and in careers that are not the typical things that you think Christians might do?
Yeah.
So we wanted to call the series Not Just Doctors and Teachers.
But that was vetoed.
But apparently that's chippy and a bit rude.
Yeah, and a bit rude.
So,
and a bit insulting perhaps to all the people who are doing an amazing job being doctors and teachers.
Which so, I don't think it is, but you know.
Well, anyway, we're going to call it What Do People Do All Day? Fully inspired by one of my great faves, Richard Scarry.
Yeah.
He of the cascading watermelons going everywhere, pickle cars, hot dog cars, soup flying everywhere on a train.
Don't you think Richard Scarry is like an ADHD person's ideal author?
Quite possibly. What are you saying? I just love Richard Scarry. Just love him so much. I love all the funny pictures. And I love that his pictures and all the places are like a mixture of Europe and America, because he lived for a long time in Switzerland.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and that's why a lot of the places look a bit Swiss chalet-like.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. To a degree.
Librarian facts.
There's some quality output.
Yeah, although we don't have any Richard Scarry in the secondary school library. I'm not that surprisingly. But, so we're going to talk to people with unusual, what we think are quite unusual jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs that make us curious and make us want to ask, what's it like glorifying God in your work? What do you experience of him in the work that he's given you to do? And what are you learning about the gifts and the way that he's made you through your work? Because I think it can feel like if you're in something like teaching or medicine, that can feel quite obvious.
Yeah, it's easy to identify that even if you're not a teacher or a medic.
Yeah.
But it's not so easy to identify that if you're running a pub.
Yeah.
Or
being a long distance trucker.
Yeah. Or what else is interesting?
Or all number of other interesting jobs.
That we currently can't think of.
But that's fine. So do you feel you've recovered from your difficult autumn, your autumnus horribilis,
my season of
discontent,
my season of suffering?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can talk without losing breath and coughing for ages. So
can walk without,
I can walk a bit more,
falling over. Yeah, well done.
I can almost run.
Well done.
Almost.
Oh,
sometimes
dear.
It still makes me want to vomit, but, you know.
I don't think you'd be alone in that feeling about running.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah, getting there. What about you?
Yeah, fine. I think I've adjusted to yet another changing year that came with September.
It was a biggie for you, wasn't it?
It was more of a biggie than I would have thought, with one child starting college and the other two being in secondary school, but across three different sorts of sites. And
Finishing primary school,
a few different, what would you call them, bombshells,
yeah,
I suppose, thrown into life, and rather more involvement than I would have liked with various neuro disability professionals. But all that to say, I think we're on a bit more of an even keel, but it does mean that we do have to sort of keep coming back to where do we fit this in, and do we still want to? Yes, we do. and for the autumn, we just had to prioritise other things for a bit.
Yeah.
But we always knew it would be temporary, and so it feels really good to be back doing this again.
Yeah,
and we'll feel even better when we're in a pub car park.
Yeah.
Or interviewing a guest.
With some crisps.
Yeah. And some nice drinks.
Yeah.
I'd hoped for this one that we would be in the pub car park and I was going to get an actual proper drink.
Oh, really?
For us both, yeah.
Not a lime and soda.
Not a lime and soda. No, no, maybe like a gin and tonic or something.
Oh,
could have got us both one.
Could you?
Yeah.
Now you're owning the big bucks in the library.
Yeah. Now I've gone up by half an hour a day at work. On a massive pay increase.
Just got every opportunity to remind me of that.
I'm quite pleased about it.
I am. I'm glad for you.
And how's your work going?
Fine.
Your paid job.
I got a pay rise of £1 per hour.
So well done.
Put that in your
pipe and smoke it.
And
loan it.
Read it.
That's terrible. I'm sure people have missed this sort of gold.
Quality output.
Quality out. So what have been some of the good sort of breakthroughs that you've seen lately? I mean, like small breakthroughs. I'm not talking,
Well, I think just positives. seeing the difference that people who are just investing in these young people, you know, we get like a little group of young people every week or every other week for 5 hours, and there are just two people that do lovely training with them and invest in them and tell them that they want to help them.
Would you call that a mentoring scheme?
No, that's the training scheme.
Oh, okay.
There is a mentoring scheme that runs alongside it.
Right. And it's separate, okay.
But, yeah, just, you know, okay. just seeing those relationships blossom.
Yeah.
And little things like people making eye contact when they didn't used to.
Yeah.
And just lifting their head when they never dared before.
Do you think for some of these young people it will be the case that they have really minimal, if any, experience of adults that think they're worth their time or energy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think what's, in terms of like faith and how does faith intersect with somebody like that when your faith is what ours is and come from kind of the places that we've come from? Asking yourself, like, where is the good news for this person?
Yeah.
Is really important.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good. That was quality output.
That was some quality.
Good answers there. That sounds great.
Yeah.
That's a real reason to get up and go to work every day.
Mm.
Here in this room, I imagine, in front of your computer. Yes. Are you actually going into work at all ever?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
nice. Sometimes.
Yeah, I feel it was...
Yeah, we'll get this recorded and in the can. And by the time you're listening to it, that will have all happened. So I'm having to talk into the future with an eye on the past at the same time. It's so meta. Once I start going in that direction, it mashes my own head.
I know, but you were saying that like
travel.
2 years ago.
I still find it interesting. Okay. Right. Well, have you got a plum crumble then?
Yeah.
Right. Well, what is it?
It's the new film Belfast.
Oh, have you seen it?
Yes.
So have I.
I know.
Are you annoyed?
You text me when you went to say you were going.
With somebody else.
With somebody else.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was a brilliant film.
Yeah.
I thought there were some things about it that were maybe like could have been done a bit better.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of like capturing how hard Belfast was as a place to be, but why people didn't want to leave, I thought it did really well.
Yes, I thought that was really, really good. And I loved the sort of the more I thought about it, like the three generational layers. So you've got the grandparents' experience, and then you've got the parents' experience, and then you've got the experience of children as well. And everybody's take and understanding of what's going on around them is slightly different. And the things that they're all facing going forward are slightly different. You know, for the older people, their lives are coming to a bit of an end.
Mm.
And the kids barely know they've got going. And for them, everything around them is just normal and what they know. And then the parents have got the pressure of what do we do for our children. I thought the couple who acted the parents were brilliant.
Yeah.
Really good. And the little boy.
Oh, he was great.
He was so good.
Yeah.
So good. So, yeah, that's a great plum crumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, really recommend that.
Are you going to do that as yours, or have you got one? Or are you going to tell us all that you haven't got one?
No, I think Belfast will be my plum crumble as well, if that's all right.
Really? So before we started recording, you were like, I've got loads of plum crumbles, really. You hadn't, had you? You just...
I know, well, my mind's gone a bit of a blank now, but I try and think. I have to just write it down, won't I?
Where's your jotter?
It's in my bag.
Well...
I thought Belfast was so good, I was telling the man who came to fix our phone line the other day, I said good morning to him, I was about to leave the house for work, and I heard he had a Northern Irish accent.
Brilliant.
And then I was like, oh, where are you from? They said, Belfast. I wasn't really trying to do a Belfast accent. So then I was off on one about the film, to the despair of my family, who were like, oh, Mum, stop talking, the man is not interested. He'd not even heard of it.
That's typical for someone from Belfast.
Well, he was quite young, and I think maybe young people just don't know about black and white films by Kenneth Branagh about his childhood.
Yeah. True.
That was my take on it.
Okay. Well, after that ending note of quality output, I think it's probably time to say goodbye.
Yes, and you decide whether you're glad we're back or not after this rambling half hour. But we've loved doing this, even though we are sat, you know, ridiculously close to one another. We have to sort this out.
The microphone staring into your eyes.
Oh, good. Well, I haven't noticed.
Even after our training session.
I know. Well, that is for another podcast. Yes, we've been on a training session, but that will wait for another time. All right. Keep dangling your plumb lines and let us know in the comments how glad you are that we're back and what you're looking forward to about us being back on the airwaves.
And last thing we should say definitely is big thanks to everybody who's stayed with us and sent us little messages and texts and
said we miss you.
Said, yeah.
People have genuinely said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they have.
And, it's been lovely.
Meant it,
yeah,
I think.
Well, who's to know? But it was nice to hear it.
So anyway, if you felt obligated to listen to the podcast because you were our friend, maybe you've enjoyed the break. But but to those that actually enjoy and have been really supportive, yeah, just big thanks to you.
Massive thanks to you.
Really appreciate it.
You're a huge part of why we have wanted to come back and why we are committed to getting strong and staying on the air.
It's all about the fans.
All about the fans. Yes. And on that bombshell, over and out.